Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome, Roto Grinders, Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you on this Monday, fifth day of March. Getting set today. Potentially, we could have a ruling from the Supreme Court that could change the face of sports betting in this country, maybe sports in general. But that's supposed to hit in about an hour. It's about 9 Eastern, so we'll see if that does fall today. Can't tell. I'm a little bit excited about that. But we've got a lot of hoops to talk about in DFS today to get on. And I will help you navigate those waters. Big thanks to our friends over at Fantasy Draft. They are the title sponsor of the show. And remember, I talked about it last week, their March Mayhem kind of contest where you play in these designated GPPs and you get leaderboard points based on how much money you win. And I hope you give that a look. Again, the first place winner at the end of the month going to win a trip out to Charlotte, some courtside seats, some golf, and hanging with the good people at Fantasy Draft. So check them out if you haven't done so already. And make sure you use that promo code GRINDERS when you sign up. Today, pretty nice slate of hoops for us to talk about. Got some news to pass along regarding, you know, this slate, of course. You know, who's in, who's out. But looks like a 7-gamer today on a Monday. So let's jump into it. I want to get this podcast done so we can help you build your lineups here today. And I like to go position by position. So we're going to start at the point guard spot here today. And I usually, start with value, but I'm not sure we have necessarily a lot. Again, I use FanDuel just as our point of reference for positional because we have more scarcity on that spot than you do on DraftKings, where you've got multiple positional eligibility, and on Fantasy Draft, where you have a ton of flexibility in your lineup builds. The top price per dollar guy we've got is Corey Joseph right now against Milwaukee. You know, this is the back end of the back-to-back, I think, for both these teams. I think they both played yesterday. And Joseph's been all right. He's scored 12 or more real-life points in 5 of his last, actually 10 real-life points in 5 of his last 6 games. He's only 4,200 over on FanDuel. I don't like that 5K number on DraftKings or that $9,500 number on Fantasy Draft with him, just because the range of outcomes can be single digits to the 30s. And I think the risk could make sense when you got to play 2 and you want to pay up for LeBron or Giannis or Drummond today on FanDuel, and he's cheap there. But on those other sites, I'm not really seeing it. But I think today we can live in kind of that middle tier. And Alfred Payton against Miami, I know the tempo isn't exciting here, but he's 7,100 on FanDuel, 72 on DraftKings, 13.6 on Fantasy Draft. He actually got a triple-double yesterday before getting ejected at 52 fantasy points in just 29 minutes. And he is just rock solid in this rotation and just feels too cheap here. And I know some people will be worried about the this game, the tempo, but it looks like it's like the second or third highest totaled game, a 217 here as they take on, as Phoenix takes on Miami. So this isn't just a snail's pace, a game sitting at like 202 or something like that. So I think we can still consider Alfred Payton today, and I think he actually makes a very interesting play going against Miami. I think that Kyrie Irving could be kind of intriguing tonight in tournaments. 25th is the DVP here against Chicago. It is a road game, so maybe there's a chance Chicago can make this close. And we know Kyrie Irving has tremendous upside in pretty much any game, but certainly this one here against the Chicago Bulls. So I don't know if I'd go there in cash games because not sure that he kind of fits the build, to say the very least. But I think in tournaments, he's going to make a very, very sharp play. So he is certainly a guy that I'm looking at kind of maybe in the high tier of things. And we also have Damian Lillard, of course, taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. He is at 9,400, 97 on DraftKings, and 18.3. Really heavy price tag on him. And obviously a guy who can get you into the 40s, 50s, even 60s. Looks like he's done that two out of the last five games. And a really nice matchup here versus the Lakers, but awfully expensive. And I just don't know that this is a pay-up spot here, looking at a lot of the other options we have, you know, at this position. We can talk a little bit about George Hill, 5K on DraftKings, 52 on FanDuel, 9,800 on Fantasy Draft. And, you know, a little bit worried for him. You know, he did play 33 minutes last game, played only 22 the game prior against Philly. I'll be curious to see what kind of happens today, because we've got no Tristan Thompson tonight. We've got a Cleveland team that's not playing, you know, particularly great at the moment. And, you know, George Hill, not sure I can quite pull the trigger on him here against Detroit. I don't mind the tempo. Again, this is going to be one of the higher total games that we have, you know, on the slate. But it's hard to get too excited, you know, about him when he's over 5K over on FanDuel. So I think he's in the cards today, but not my top option. The other guys to go in that middle tier, you got Rubio, you've got Goran Dragic. Dragic gets Phoenix. We probably got him projected maybe even a little bit too low, just because that is such a great matchup for him. And we saw Rubio last game, a nice setup here against Orlando at home. You do risk the blowout. 6,500 on DraftKings, 12.7 on Fantasy Draft, really intriguing, and got back to being a little bit more aggressive with his shot. 16 attempts last game, only made four of them, but still managed a 35 fantasy point day, so we've seen some upside flash with him this year. Keep our eye on Memphis. I don't think Mario Chalmers is going to play here today. So, depending on your site, I know Wayne Seldon is shooting guard eligible on FanDuel, so we'll talk about him there. But keep your eye on that situation too. And then lastly, I think maybe a DraftKings only play, Deontay Murray. Not that you love this matchup versus Memphis. I think he'll probably be really low owned, but definitely 40 fantasy points in two of the last three games. We're not sure about the status of LaMarcus Aldridge. I think there's a chance that he comes back and plays, but I typically, this is probably going to be a void spot for the Spurs side of things, more than likely, especially if we do have Aldridge playing today. But Deontay Murray, just a little bit too cheap maybe on DraftKings. FanDuel, I think you can easily just fade it at 7,700. And the Fantasy Draft at 12.4. I think, in the discussion. And by the way, Memphis, you know, Andrew Harrison could also be missing today. So they could be down both Harrison and Chalmers today. And if that's the case, like, there's going to be lots of minutes to go around. So, yes, Peyton I like, Dragic I like, Rubio I like, Kyrie I like in tournaments. That's kind of like the way that I am looking at point guard here today. All right, let's move on to shooting guard here. Yes, we get Dwayne Wade in a tempo-up game against Phoenix. I don't think it's like a lock and load here. He's 5,400 on DraftKings, 10.4 on Fantasy Draft, FanDuel over at 4,900. And I don't think he's going to play many more minutes. He shot the ball incredibly efficient there against Philly and the Lakers, 10 for 16 against Philly, 11 for 18 against the Lakers. And then against Detroit, it was 3 for 9, 15 fantasy points. So I think he's okay today, but I also feel like there's a few better spots that we can maybe look at here. And I think that this is a position that I may want to pay up a little bit at as well. Devin Booker here against Miami. Again, if we, you know, Devin Booker is basically the lifeblood of this team in terms of scoring. Didn't happen particularly great yesterday at Atlanta. You do have a third and four. You do have a back-to-back. I get those concerns, absolutely. But I also feel like, you know, dude is just the guy who's, if they're going to be close, he's the one that's going to make it close here today and has monster upside in tournaments. I think CJ McCollum at 7,400 on FanDuel, 77 on DraftKings, 14.4 on Fantasy Draft, maybe feels a little bit expensive, and we're also coming off a really good performance by him. In fact, he jumped 1,400 on Fantasy Draft and a whole 1,000 on DraftKings. On FanDuel, he stayed the same. I think FanDuel is probably our best spot for him. Nine out of the last, I think, 10 games, he's been in like the mid-30s against the Lakers. So I think it's going to happen likely again here tonight. This game in L.A. maybe means it's going to be a bit closer. Now, L.A.'s actually playing pretty well anyway, so I don't know how much better Portland is really than them to begin with. So I do like him in that kind of middle tier range because the cheap names out, you know, there's not a lot to love here at this position. So McCollum, I'm going to give him an endorsement today. Donovan Mitchell, this feels like a game for him to get going here against Orlando. Shots have been down. You know, typically we like him in the 20s. He's been 15, 18, 15 over the last three games. Did finally get up to 40 fantasy points last game. Did a little bit more in rebounding and assist categories and also got to that free throw line 10 times against Sacramento. And this is a great matchup for him. There's no question. I think fantasy draft at 14-9 is kind of intriguing. 7-9 on FanDuel, 81 on DraftKings. Not in love with it, but I think you can make a case, it's certainly in tournaments, because of this matchup here against Orlando, especially if you want to run some Aaron Gordon back across from him. Chris Middleton has been a big disappointment here lately. I was hoping he'd come in at a cheap price tag versus Indiana because I do love this matchup. Didn't really happen. You know, he only had 24 fantasy points last night, third and four nights, back-to-back here for Milwaukee. I wish he was in that 6K range on DraftKings like he had been. I think I might have pulled the trigger. 71, not sure I love him today. But you can't mess with you know, Indiana, who plays really, really fast. But third and four, back-to-back, kind of a scary little spot for us to pull the trigger on him. On DraftKings in particular, I think Zach LaVine against Boston, I know, a very good defensive team. You're not typically looking to use too many bowls against Boston, I would say, today. But at 11-9 on fantasy draft and 66 on DraftKings, I think he has enormous upside here against Boston because he is their scorer. He is their guy who's going to take a bunch of jump shots here today. And if he gets hot, he and Kyrie could go back and forth. So don't think I'm pulling the trigger on FanDuel at 76, but 1,000 cheaper on DraftKings, I think, is definitely in the cards for us today. Some speculation that Rodney Hood is going to see more minutes today. We got him ticked up to 30 on the news that that Larry Nance Jr. is going to be out. J.R. Smith, I think, is back. I mean, he's fine, I guess. 4,500 DraftKings, 46 on FanDuel, 87 on Fantasy Draft. I don't love it, but he's all right at that price point. If you need value, he is one of the names to, I guess, we can consider there. I wish Jordan Clarkson would have a little bit better role. Expected more of him after this trade, and we really haven't seen it. But then again, he hasn't, you know, 20, 21, 25. That's 20 and 23 minutes, 21 and 26, 25 and 21. I don't know. Like, I wish he would somehow be able to get 30 minutes a game because I think we could get decent production. But I don't trust Ty Lue at all. I just don't think that guy's a very good coach. So that's kind of the problem there. In terms of value here, I think Wayne Seldon is going to probably get chalky as the day goes on. And I know it's Memphis. You really want to take guys versus San Antonio. But if we're without Harrison and Chalmers, there's a chance we could have, you know, Kobe Simmons and Wayne Seldon legitimately be the only guys who can, like, handle the rock there for them. So I usually don't love Wayne Seldon, especially against a fairly decent defensive team. But the price is going to be too cheap. The opportunity is going to be too cheap. Look for him to tick up a little bit in terms of the projection that we have on him today. So yeah, let's move on. Small forward. And, you know, the other night when both LeBron and Giannis were playing, my best teams that I put together included both of those guys. And, sometimes you can make the argument for doing that, and today might not be too different. You do have a little bit of value there in a guy like Jason Tatum, who's down to 4,600 on FanDuel, 5,100 on DraftKings, and 9,900 on Fantasy Draft. I feel like 4,600 is the cheapest price tag he has been, all season long, and it looks like it is. He hasn't been great here lately. The shot attempts are really down, but this is also a situation against Chicago that I think is pace up, not only for Boston, but if it does even blow out, he's a guy who I think would be playing some of those minutes anyway. So I don't mind Jason Tatum today at 4,600. TJ Warren at 67, 6,100 on DraftKings. They continue to hate TJ Warren, and 11,900 on Fantasy Draft. Guy can score pretty consistently into the mid-30s. 1, 2, 3, 4. Out of the last five games, he's been 32 fantasy points or more, and he's taken 26, 19, 21, 17, 23 shots, and he's under 12K on Fantasy Draft, under 6,100 on DraftKings and under 7 on FanDuel. I'm fine with that. Again, I'm not worried about this pace of this game. I think we're going to have plenty of scoring there. Now you got LeBron, you got Giannis. You got to give the edge to LeBron tonight over Giannis. Giannis in a 208, LeBron in a 218. LeBron legitimately feels like the only guy who can make things happen on that team. Where Giannis, you've got Bledsoe doing a lot. You still got some Middleton there. Third and four back-to-back for Giannis. LeBron's had a couple of days off. And more than anything, is Cleveland's got to get their crap together here. They are legitimately like two or three. I think they're like three games in front of like the number like seven team in the East. Like they're not good right now. So LeBron, we'll see if he can't figure it out. But definitely, a guy that you're going to want to play today. If we'd be without Aldridge tonight, I think you can make a definite case for Rudy Gay. Played 26 minutes last game, gave you a fantasy point per minute. Also had a 41 spot there against New Orleans. Definitely going to get a tick up in terms of his scoring. He's only 4,400, but I think that's only if they're without Aldridge here tonight. Some of these other ancillary Miami pieces, a guy like Justice Winslow, if you wanted to take a stab on it in tournaments, you could. The minutes have been ticking up for him. 27 or more in three of the last four games. There's been a few spots there where Ellington and Tyler Johnson were out. If those guys are out again, I think you can make the case for him against Phoenix potentially tonight. That's probably all I'm looking at. Josh Jackson at 5.6. Probably not today. Probably not where I'm looking. I think we kind of labeled the guys that we're looking to play at that position. All right, move on to power forward, and this is going to be an interesting one. We've got Larry Nance projected at 35 fantasy points today, which is as much as Julius Randle against Portland, and he's 5,800 on FanDuel. Let's give you the full lowdown on him. He is 53 on DraftKings, 10-2 on Fantasy Draft. I like Larry Nance a lot. Like, he's going to play the minutes they need him to. Tristan Thompson's out tonight. He's going to be in there. But there's definitely risk here with this play because, A, he could definitely get in foul trouble. That's a trait of Larry Nance Jr. for sure. And I'm just not sure. Like, I feel like he's 35 fantasy points here. Like, that's our projection. Could he get there? Yes. I'd project him probably more at, like, 28, 29. Simply because, A, you do run the risk of that foul trouble, and it's not like, Tristan Thompson, suddenly you looked at him, if he's kind of taking over that role, he wasn't producing all that much more. So I think Nance brings a little bit more to the table, no question about that, but I also feel that's a little bit aggressive, but he's going to be chalked tonight, there's no question about it. But there's a lot of plays at this position, and I think that if he's going to be 50% owned, there are ways to go underweight in tournaments and maybe leverage the field if that foul trouble does happen, because it's not like it can't, especially going against a guy like Andre Drummond, who is just super aggressive down low in the paint, just takes up so much space. And like Nance, I like him, but he's not that big. Like, watch the game tonight and look at Larry Nance when he's got to try and box out Andre Drummond. It's not going to be pretty, and that's why Andre Drummond's one of my favorite plays on the slate today. Also, we've got Jarrell Martin at 4.7K here. We'll see what his status is. I think he's going to be fine to go. He and Jamichael Green have been playing pretty well. It's hard to get too excited about that if Gasol runs tonight. I think he is as well, but if he's out, those guys. But he seems just too cheap at 4.7K on FanDuel today. I know I said this isn't a game I'm overly excited about, but something I think we have to consider just a little bit at that price point. We finally saw Blake Griffin score. I knew it was coming. Of course, it was on a Saturday when I take the day off. So we saw him score 31 real-life points, took 21 real-life shots, and I think that this could be a trend, and it's hard not to like him today, even at this price point in a game that should have some really good tempo to it. 16-3 fantasy draft, 79 DraftKings, 8K FanDuel. Handling the ball an absolute ton. Six or system war in, three consecutive games. And he just lost confidence in that jump shot. And hopefully after this Saturday, that has changed. Because I've watched him the last few games, and they just leave him wide open because they're like, we don't believe you can make it. He's not a bad shooter. Just needs to get some confidence in that. And then Marcus Morris against Chicago. Over 30 minutes now in three out of the last four games, double-digit shots in three consecutive games, and pretty cheap price tag at 5K on FanDuel, 55 on DraftKings, and 10-8 on Fantasy Draft. I don't think we have to pull the trigger there. Let's see, I talked about Jamichael Green, feels pretty cheap. Aaron Gordon, I don't really love taking guys against Utah, I get it, but they don't quite play as slow as maybe people make them out to. I mean, last game, the dude took eight shot attempts and finished with 33 fantasy points. So that just shows you the kind of upside that he has, because typically he's going to shoot a lot more than that. Only 7K on DraftKings. They gave the Orlando guys a big drop-off in salaries in this matchup versus Utah. 13-5 against fantasy draft. So give him a little bit of consideration there. If Brandon Ingram's out, Kyle Kuzma might get a little bit more run today. So if that happens, I think we could potentially fire him up at 5,600, played 33 minutes last game when Ingram didn't play. So I think he's a guy to keep our eye on based on that news. And, you know, Julius Randle back at power forward on FanDuel. I think he moved to center there for a while. 7,500. I mean, this guy, he's legit, man. Like, there's no other way to look at it. He's been, over 40 fantasy points now. One, two, three, four games out of his last six, and then the two he didn't hit it was 38 and 38. So he's right around 40 for like six consecutive games. He's earned the minutes, and he's doing a lot with them. They're playing well as a team. So Julius Randle, absolutely, like probably should be an 8K player tonight. So I think there's a lot of guys at power forward we can go to tonight. So it's going to be interesting. That's why I don't think Nance is necessarily a must play tonight. All right, moving on to center, and I'm guessing we see Alex Len get back into the rotation. Only played about 2 minutes yesterday, and we saw Tyson Chandler draw the start. Chandler in a back-to-back, not likely to happen, so looks for Len to be in there. There's just so many centers here I like that it's hard to want to play him at 5,200. DraftKings, 55. Fantasy Draft, 10-8. I think I'm going to pass. I like Miles Turner against Milwaukee today. This guy had 37 fantasy points in like 25 minutes the last time these two teams played. 6,400 on FanDuel, 63 on DraftKings, 12.9 on Fantasy Draft. He should be able to eat against Milwaukee. My favorite pay-up, Andre Drummond, should have like 15-plus rebounds tonight. 95 on DraftKings and 17.6 on Fantasy Draft. I don't even hate 10-1 on FanDuel if you can make it work. But Drummond should eat in this game tonight. There's no question about it. 20th-ranked DVP against the center position, and Larry Nance is not going to be able to handle that. But there's other value here, and this is the trouble you have on FanDuel. Nurkic looks too cheap against the Lakers at 6,300. Whiteside against Phoenix at 7,500 against Alex Len. Nobody's going to play Whiteside tonight because he's kind of bit people, but last game against Detroit, 19 rebounds in that game. Typically, he's going to score a little bit more than eight real-life points. He's got monster upside. So if I'm playing on Fantasy Draft or I'm playing on DraftKings, I'm not afraid to roster a number of these guys. And how about this price differential? FanDuel, $8,700 for a guy. On DraftKings, he's $6,900. Talking about Nikola Vucevic. You're definitely not playing him on FanDuel, but I think you can give him a look at that price tag on DK, under 7K for a very explosive offensive player. Yes, the matchup against Rudy Gobert is not great, but that's just too cheap for him. So I think you can consider him in tournaments tonight. One thing for sure is I'm not playing Felicio. I never get him right, so that is an absolute no-go for me. But definitely liking Turner, definitely liking Drummond. And you can make the case for Nurkic and Whiteside. And maybe even Powell as well. He had 50 fantasy points last game when Aldridge was out. But we got to wait to see how that injury news breaks down. So there you go. That's it. That's the Monday slate. I'm done. I'm out of here. Thanks so much for listening, downloading, being a part of what we do at RotoGrinders and this podcast. Hopefully you enjoy it. Leave us a review on iTunes. If you've got any comments, you can leave it in the comment section. And I'll be back again tomorrow. I'm on XM tonight, 6 to 7, right before roster lock. So I'll help you out if you've got the old app or you've got that in your on your car if you're driving home. So give us a listen. And remember, Grinders Live, MLB coming right up. And, man, going to have some announcements on that front fairly soon. So, as always, thanks so much for being a part of Roto Grinders, the community, and hopefully you're enjoying this content. Thanks to Fantasy Draft. We'll talk to you again tomorrow here on the Daily Fantasy Fix. See you, everybody.